7 right now. So that's pretty cold.
It is pretty cold. I was really hoping for, something else today.
Yeah, but you're in the Kitchen Island Studios. What's it got to be, like 78 right now?
It's a balmy 69. Okay. One of my kids cranked the heat up to 73 this morning, so it was a little warmer.
Heat doesn't grow on trees.
It sure doesn't, and I'm not heating the outside either, as my mother would have said, with the door, letting the dog out, the door just hanging open.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Exactly. So we do have a few delays at our website, 983thecoast.com, brought to you by City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. South Haven Public Schools on a 2-hour delay. St. Basil Catholic Schools on a 2-hour delay today. No AM preschool. And Tri-County Head Start in South Haven on a 2-hour delay as well. So kids get to sleep in just a little bit longer. And, we enjoyed snow days back when we were kids, right? They were fun.
Of course you did, because you didn't have to go to school. It was the best.
Exactly. And I want you to think back when you were a kid, when you were actually about 10 years old. What did you think that you would be doing at the age you are now? So you're 40 years old right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So 30 years ago, when you were 10 years old, you had dreams, aspirations of, whether it's your career or just, where you're going to live and stuff like that. What was your dream back then?
It's funny because I had these dreams that I held them all equally, but none of them really went together. So I had a dream that I was to live in New York City and be a Broadway actress.
Broadway actress. Okay.
But then I also had a dream that I was going to live in the Midwest and be a teacher. And it never really occurred to me that I probably couldn't do both of those things at the same time.
Miss Frizzle did on Magic School Bus.
Okay, well, maybe that was my inspiration. No, that show wasn't even around yet. But no. And the funny thing is, I didn't do either of those things. I live in the Midwest, but I'm not a teacher, and I never pursued that.
Wow. So you never got into teaching?
Nor am
at
I
all.
A Broadway actress.
But you perform in musical theater stuff. So yeah. You're still
kind of
doing
that. And I've
done
things that could be sort of teacherly, but not professionally.
So a Broadway teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah.
I had this elaborate fantasy where I had this desk in my dreams where there was a button that you could push and a trapdoor under the desk.
Yeah.
And the kids who were really good, I would invite them up and then I'd make them go down the trapdoor, but then it would turn out be a water slide.
Whoa.
And they would end up getting to spend the entire day in this underground water park. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time daydreaming when I was a kid. Probably why I didn't do so well in school.
No, that's exactly at that age, 10 years old. That is where you're the biggest dreamer of, and you're starting to figure out this is what I want to do. This is where your interest really starting to come into somewhat of a reality. On our Facebook page, Megan, another Megan says, a marine biologist, specifically whales, manatees, and sea turtles.
That's very specific for 10 years old.
Yeah,
I'm curious if she did anything like that.
I don't know, but I know my niece who's just turned 6 years old. She loves sharks. So I said, why don't you become a marine biologist and learn about sharks? And then you could be taking care of sharks all the time.
Yeah.
So that could end up being a reality for her if that interest continues all throughout her life. So did you have a dream of what you wanted to be when you grew up? And has it really kind of become a reality? Did you think that this is what you were going to be doing at this age now back when you were 10 years old? And Megan, you said
that might be a really depressing question to ask people, because I don't think most people, I don't think anyone's living the life they thought they would at 10 years old. Do you?
Well, maybe. There are some comments on Facebook where some people had dreams of being, let me look at this. Tara says, I always wanted to be a mom. I have 3 amazing kids, so I'm legitimately living my dream.
I always wanted to be a mom, too. I just wanted to do that and a million other things at the same time. It was a million other things that proved difficult.
Jennifer, back when she was 10, wanted to be a pediatric oncologist.
At 10 years old.
At 10 years old. That's crazy. So I wonder if that ended up working out for her. Christine wanted to be a fashion designer. Also, Amber wanted to be a fashion designer as well. She said she used to buy fabric and made outfits for her Barbies. Is the only reason that she kept the Barbie around was to dress up the Barbie.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that worked out for them or not, but, my dream when I was 10 years old, I wanted to be an astronaut. I mean, I was
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't really work out for me.
You have to have good vision to be an astronaut, right?
That was the thing that made me switch to not being.
To radio.
That's exactly why I switched to not being wanting to be an astronaut. My mom even made me a polo shirt with a NASA patch that I got when I went to Kennedy Space Center when I was about 8 years old, 8, 9 years old.
Aww.
So I was really, really psyched up about it. And then I needed glasses and I was like, oh, you can't be an astronaut if you have bad vision.
Yeah.
So crushed my dreams.
You switched to radio and maybe game show host.
Yeah, I switched right over to being wanting to be a game show host. So that was what I ended up doing. So.